I'm back. Welcome to Self-Help Junkie, the podcast where we explore the world of personal development through the eyes of book enthusiasts. I'm your host, Erica Ng, and it has been a minute. I've taken a few months off, but I am ready to get back into it. In classic Self-Help Junkie fashion, we are going to get started with a bit of a recap of the last season. So if you're just joining us and you're new, no worries. You don't have to go and listen to every single episode, but I would totally appreciate if you did. Season 1 of Self-Help Junkie was all about romantic love and relationships. Oh, the stories we covered, from things like jealousy to cheating to breaking up and dating in the modern world, enjoying singledom, then getting into a relationship. We talked about agreements, honesty, how to show up authentically yourself, and everything in between. When I started off the season, I did not think I would be talking about divorce, erotic massages, and periods, but here we are at the end of the season. The biggest takeaway for all of you listening at home, number one, work on yourself. Before getting into a healthy relationship, you need to know who you are, what you want, and overall, just be a good person. And number two, when you do get into a relationship, most of the problems that you have can probably be resolved through great communication. Now, neither of these takeaways are mind-blowing. Most of us would agree that it is common sense, but if you are looking for a deeper dive into how you can develop those things, go take a look at the last season and see if any jump out at you, and you can start by listening there. So in the last season, there were 30 some episodes, and I read books for most of them. So that was over 20 something books on books that were recommended to me. And there were certain books that I connected with more and other ones that I probably would have passed on had I not been doing a podcast. But I wanted to share with you guys, if you were looking for some book recommendations, the three books that made the biggest impact on me out of the 20 odd books that I read. So number one, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. This is my overall pick. The reason why, it is a classic. I feel like many of the books that I read during the season were just remixes of this one. So why not go to the original source? I also felt like it was the perfect mix of information, personal story, as well as practical, actionable advice. Highly recommend this one. The second book that I would choose is called Why You Are the Way You Are. And this wins my therapy pick. If you are looking for therapy, but aren't ready to invest that amount of time or money, this is a great way to start off. I feel like it concisely helped me figure out myself, as well as helped me perceive other people in a more holistic manner. And my third book is my surprise pick, Period Power. In the last 5 years, I've cried on the 21st of every one of my menstrual cycles. And after reading this book, as well as another book called Hormone Repair Manual, I was able to start taking some supplements and vitamins that have lightened my period, maybe TMI, and evened out my emotional fluctuations. I went from feeling incredibly fatigued to feeling more energized. And this was all done in 3 months. Now, that was season one. It was an amazing journey. I think that I learned a lot of skills, not only in romantic relationships, but also in podcasting. I hope that by the end of the season, I was a little bit better than I was at the beginning of the season. When I finished off last year, I wasn't quite sure where I would be taking season two. I knew I wanted to do something that was refreshing after season one, so I wanted to keep away from any topic of relationship growth and working on yourself specifically, because I think those two were covered in the Venn diagram of seasons. And on top of that, 2023 was a wild ride. On a personal note, I felt like I had more existential crises than I normally would. Throughout the year, there were highs and lows of feeling like I knew what I was doing with my life, and then trying my hand at it, and then feeling defeated when it didn't work out exactly as I planned. I think that a lot of other people may have felt the same way. There were people I know who were affected by layoffs, who had to go through career changes, whether it be by choice or otherwise. And I know that it can feel a bit isolating on that path of figuring out what you want your future to look like and how to achieve that. So this season is really focused on that. I'm trying to learn how other people figured it out. And maybe in that way we can figure out our own paths, because got to walk a mile in someone else's shoes, right? I know that sounds extremely heavy. That is not going to be the tone of the season. The season is going to be on purpose, motivation, and inspiration. And I did lie a little bit earlier. I was not just recharging in those months that I've been gone. I've actually recorded 11 episodes, and I'm really stoked on the guests that I've had on. And if you guys have missed the sound of my voice, no worries. It's coming soon. The guests that I've had on so far, we've talked about gamifying motivation, overcoming addiction, human design, and even feng shui. Guys, I'm so stoked to be back, and I hope you guys are looking forward to this next season. Thank you guys so much for catching up with me today. It has been a blast, especially just going through the old episodes I've done and getting hit with waves of memories of all the wonderful conversations and people that I've met through this. Make sure you are subscribed to the podcast wherever you're listening to this, and look forward to an episode in a few weeks. Until then, I'll see you next time. Bye.